legislators have spent much of the past year, even the last few weeks, posturing on House Bill 2's pros and cons without any action to repeal the law. But perhaps the most tangible impact of the law has been on the business front. Because of HB 2, major companies scrapped plans to expand in North Carolina. Sporting events pulled out, and while the long-term effects are still unclear, reporter Jason DeBruin explains what HB 2 has meant for North Carolina's economy so far.
It's quiet at Wake Med Soccer Park in Cary on a recent afternoon. A giant green tarp covers the entire field. The sun's rays reflect off the metal bleachers and hit you in the eye. A chain-link fence door clangs in the wind. The usually vibrant athletic park hasn't been so vibrant lately. To blame are college sports leagues that pulled out of North Carolina following the passage of House Bill 2. Because of the law, the NCAA and Atlantic Coast Conference pulled nearly two dozen championships from North Carolina. The leagues pulled lucrative events from Cary, Durham, Raleigh, and several other cities. Just like that, college sports pulled out of a state that loves college sports. Scott Dupree directs the Greater Raleigh Sports Alliance and has seen the impacts firsthand.
College sports is really part of the fabric of the state, and that's what sort of makes it more personal for so many people here.
Dupree's group works with government officials around the state to attract sporting events here. When these teams come to town, well, so do fans and families. That means heads on hotel room pillows and meals at local restaurants. The economic hit on Cary has been significant, but it's not the only victim of HB 2. Private companies abandoned expansion and hiring plans. Rock stars have canceled shows. Even the NBA relocated its All-Star game. The fiscal damage is estimated to be in the hundreds of millions of dollars. Cary's mayor, Harold Weinbrecht, became an outspoken opponent of HB 2.
I remember going out to eat one night, and there was an entire soccer team that was playing in the Final Four in there. It took half the restaurant. I mean, that's huge for that restaurant for that night.
It wasn't just sporting events that pulled out of North Carolina. Companies around the nation criticized the bill and vowed never to consider expanding within the state. The business atmosphere was tense following the bill's passage. Was it all just big talk? Well, we found out.
PayPal announced yesterday that they would no longer be opening a global operations center in Charlotte, North Carolina, after the state's passing of the controversial bathroom bill.
The blowback was swift and sizable.
The NFL, NBA, Coca-Cola, and Apple, among a laundry list of others, calling for a veto of the bill.
Even the federal government threatened to pull funding from North Carolina.
What happens next? That is the big question for North Carolina lawmakers. This after the Justice Department issued a harsh warning. Do something about HB 2 or risk losing what some say could be billions of federal dollars.
By some estimates, the economic fallout from HB 2 will ultimately top $5 billion. Now, this alone won't cripple the state's economy. After all, North Carolina has a GDP approaching $500 billion every year. However, it will have an outsized impact on hotels, restaurants, and other attractions. Even if spread over several years, a $5 billion hit is a big deal. Further economic loss still scares many in the area. Take a look at the calendar. In mid-April, the NCAA will run through a bid cycle and plan out all events through the year 2022. North Carolina could be left out completely. Mayor Weinbrecht still holds hope that state lawmakers will come around. He says the impacts aren't just felt in Cary or Charlotte, but around the state.
And especially if the message gets out that you're not a welcoming state, then you're driving yourself toward the bottom in the U.S., and that's what we don't want to be. We want the message to get out there that we're still progressive, that we still do a lot of amazing things in the state of North Carolina.
But the NCAA has been clear. Do something about HB 2 or don't expect our business. And if left out of an NCAA bid cycle, Tar Heel cities would feel the impact for years. Scott Dupree explains that's in part because these events perform well here, and the NCAA has already given North Carolina time to repeal HB 2.
When they announced in September we're pulling the events from North Carolina, at the same time they said, and we're also going to push the bid window, the bid review process back to give North Carolina more time to get HB 2 resolved.
But resolving House Bill 2 seems unlikely. An attempt to repeal the bill failed during a special session in December. Lawmakers are now considering another repeal bill, but it might not come in time to keep the sporting events in this state.